Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And now on to a story out of the western part of the state that's gained a lot of attention. This story involves missing people, Hurricane Irene, witness intimidation, a Hell's Angel leader, and, according to prosecutors, murder. Joining us to bring us up to speed on this disturbing story is the managing editor of the Berkshire Eagle newspaper, Kevin Moran. And, Kevin, thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand this began as a missing persons case. Tell us about that.
Yeah, originally it did. As everyone here in the Berkshires was sort of preparing for the arrival and the presence of Hurricane Irene, little did we know that going on underneath our noses, three men were apparently abducted from a Pittsfield apartment and taken away. Now, interestingly, this happened at the height of the storm, and about a week later, the district attorney here in the Berkshires issued a press release that the three men were missing, and he said they may have, in fact, been victims of foul play.
So we understand now that police have arrested three men and charged them in connection with the murders of these three men. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is correct. One of the men, Adam Lee Hall, is a reputed sergeant-at-arms for the local Berkshire County chapter of the Hell's Angels, and he apparently, according to the prosecutors, along with two accomplices, made their ways into one of the victim's apartments, David Glasser, where they abducted him and apparently made off with them sometime while Hurricane Irene was going on, sometime over the 27th, 28th, killed them violently, then buried their bodies in a deep trench in the Berkshires, but that exact location of the Berkshires has not necessarily been disclosed. One of the things that makes this interesting is that David Glasser was a key witness who was scheduled to testify against Adam Lee Hall, the Hell's Angels member.
I see. And any sense about why these three people were targeted, these three victims?
Well, police theorize quite clearly, and based on the track record that Adam Lee Hall allegedly had with his one of the victims, David Glasser, he was none too pleased that Glasser would be a witness who would testify against him. Adam Lee Hall, back in 2009, for instance, beat him up allegedly with this guy with a baseball bat and said, "If you run to police, I will kill you."
Kevin Moran, thank you so much, managing editor with the Berkshire Eagle. Sorry to cut you off. Thank you for bringing us up to date with the story. Stay with us. Radio Boston will continue in a moment.